recognize Professor A.P. Black of the faculty of the University of Florida.
Mr. President, I have the honor to present Owen D. Young, lawyer, banker, economist, and for 26 years chairman of the board of a great corporation whose technical achievements constitute a major contribution to the American way of life. Born in Van Hornsville, New York, he was graduated from St. Lawrence University and received a Bachelor of Laws degree from Boston University. He began the practice of law in Boston, and for some years devoted part of his time to teaching in the law school of Boston University. In 1913, Mr. Young went to New York City as counsel and vice president of the General Electric Company. In 1922, he became chairman of the board. He has also served as chairman of the board of the Radio Corporation of America, as chairman of the advisory council of the National Broadcasting Company, as the director of the New York Life Insurance Company, and as chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. For the past 25 years, he has given generously of his time and wisdom to an impressive number of national and international boards and commissions. He has served as a member of the first committee of experts appointed by the Reparations Commission in 1924, and as chairman of the Second Committee, appointed in 1929. As an unofficial advisor to the London Conference of Premiers in 1924. As economic advisor to the Nationalist Government of China. As chairman of the International Chamber of Commerce. As a trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation. As a member of the General Education Board and of the International Education Board. As a member of the Board of Regents of the State of New York. He holds honorary degrees from 24 colleges and universities. He is a commander of the Legion of Honor of France, a commander of the Order of Leopold of Belgium, and a holder of the Grand Cross, the Crown of Belgium. Mr. Young long ago discovered Florida, and his home near St. Augustine reveals the appreciation of the true lover of nature for her unspoiled beauty. He is a member of the St. Augustine Historical Preservation Association, and of the Florida Historical Society. Mr. President, I present to you for the degree Doctor of Laws, honoris causa, the able executive, distinguished citizen, and great humanitarian, Owen D. Young.
Owen D. Young, a most welcome commuter between New York and Florida. Always welcome when you arrive in Florida and equally welcome in New York when you return. Lawyer, banker, economist, industrialist, and above all, educational statesman and friend of the common man. You have helped to make America great. And as the embodiment of that greatness, you have been consulted and honored by many educational institutions and by the nations of the world. You have no need for further honors. And by our action today, we seek not so much to honor you as to have you honor us. It is in that spirit that you have been presented to me today. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Board of Control, I confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws, with all the rights and privileges with which you are so familiar. And in token of this, I hand you this diploma to cause you to be invested with the good and appropriate for this degree. Mr. President, we have been signally honored during this inauguration program by the presence of the Chief Executive of Florida. He has had at one time the greatest opportunity to serve the cause of higher education in the state of Florida, and at the same time been the greatest friend the cause of higher education has had in that high office. It's my great privilege to present to you and to the friends of the University of Florida and of higher education everywhere, my friend, your governor, His Excellency Millard F. Caldwell. Millard Fillmore Caldwell, Governor of the State of Florida, you have entered into a solemn compact subject to the consent of the Congress of the United States and to the approval of your state legislature for the purpose of establishing and maintaining jointly owned and operated regional educational institutions in the southern states in professional, technological, scientific, literary, and other fields in order to provide greater educational advantages and facilities for all youth. This action on your part has been hailed from coast to coast as the most significant development in the field of higher education since the turn of the century. If your intentions and purposes are brought to fruition, you stand in happy prospect of being honored by posterity as being responsible for turning the corner in higher education in the South. It was Diogenes who said that the foundation of every state is the education of its youth. And James Madison added many years later, a well-instructed people alone can be a free people. That is the underlying philosophy which has prompted you to join hands with your fellow governors in the greatest concerted effort in the field of higher education since the Morrill Act of 1862. William James outlined your reward when he said that the qualities of a man acquire dignity when they are released in service to his fellow men. You have realized unmistakably that the youth of your state and the youth of your neighboring states need your powers of leadership at this critical time. As you have heeded the call, your own pride may justifiably rise in proportion. For your outstanding leadership in the field of higher education, the University of Florida, your own institution, salutes you and takes pleasure on this auspicious occasion in presenting to you a copy of this citation to which you have so graciously listened.
We know that federal intervention in the fiscal fields of higher education is not conducive to a sound democracy. We know further that the states cooperating together can have the greatest system of higher education in the world. That's our determination, and with your assistance, with your continued assistance, that will be our goal, which will be attained in the recognizable future. I'm delighted particularly to have this excuse to say a word to you, because when Tom Gurney and his colleagues on the Board of Control committed grand larceny and stole from the state of New York a great president to serve a great university, I collaborated somewhat and talked about the man with the governor of New York. So I this morning have committed a bit of larceny and lifted this letter, which I'd like to read to you, directed to Dr. Miller by the governor of New York, in which Governor Dewey said, "Dear President Miller, I'm asking Dr. Charles A. Brin, Jr. to present to you at your inauguration my most hearty congratulations and sincere wishes for a long and successful tenure. As you know, I valued your services as Associate Commissioner of Education in this state most highly and felt that you had made a great contribution to higher education. Since you've gone, I've missed your good counsel and help very much. It is my view that the state of Florida and the University of Florida have used most discriminating judgment in selecting you as president of a great university. But I wish they had not taken you away from us. Sincerely yours, Thomas Dewey." I know so well that Governor Dewey speaks from his heart when he says that, because I discussed this problem with Governor Dewey a number of times, and it was the depth of his feeling and conviction which convinced me that in Dr. Miller, the future of this university would be in sound, thriving, and progressive. Thank you so much, Dr. Miller, for this gracious tribute. I know, of course, that, and better than anyone else, that there are many others who could more graciously have received it and more graciously have earned the tribute, but I am grateful myself, and thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to take this last opportunity this morning to thank all of you for honoring me with your presence this morning, particularly those who have come long distances and who have left your own responsibilities on campus to pay this tribute to me. I am told that we should not undertake an academic procession, recessional, because for a change in Florida weather, it seems to have started raining. I'm going to ask you to stand and sing the alma mater, depending upon our student representatives to lead us, after which we shall call upon the Reverend Thomas B. McCall, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Gainesville, to pronounce the benediction.
unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory and honor forever and forever. Amen.